approach like an x-ray or a cancer-sniffing dog?
They all say no. This gadget is mounted on a tube and can remove tiny polyps for examination later on. Wow. And apropos to this procedure, they call this rectal selfie stick an endoscope. That's an endoscope up your a. Yay, 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 yay. That's an endoscope up your a. Say cheese. There must be some other way. Up your
I need more light. Boy, the sun really doesn't shine up here.
You just gotta do this, that's what everyone says. Quit being such a baby. Call the doctor and make an appointment, and eventually the nice receptionist will call you back.
Get ready!
She tells you that for 3 days you'll be feasting on nothing but broth. Just like a lingerie model. To roto-root and clear out every tiny little bit of fecal matter clinging to your digestive tract.
Ew.
You also gotta clear your schedule to allow extra quality time with your toilet.
Oh no.
Go to Walgreens and ask them for economy size strawberry flavored industrial strength laxatives.
Oh boy.
And stop by the library to borrow giant stacks of reading material.
Yeah, just keep this stuff.
And now it's 3 days on the pot with lots and lots of Harry Potter and constant explosive flatulence. And then an endoscope up your head. Yay, yay, yay. That's an endoscope up your egg.
You may feel a little pressure
without the slightest bit of foreplay. Yay, 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 yay. That's an endoscope up your egg.
Get my good side. Wait, my eyes were closed.
Now you may find it inconceivable, or at the very least a bit unlikely, that a camera that's crammed inside your butt could have the slightest chance of seeing anything carcinogenic that's attached itself inside your large intestine. But according to the internet, there's every indication that your chances of surviving through your 50s are pathetic, unless you submit yourself to this undignified procedure and you put your trust and faith in modern Western medicine. Where was I?
It's time.
Now you're ready to let them go where no man has ever gone before. You're smart, you got an early appointment, so you'll have a whole day to recover from PTSD.
Lie down.
You get a gown that covers nothing in the back, so your crack is on display for absolutely everyone. And now you realize the brilliance of this simple yet ubiquitous design for maximized visibility.
Anesthesia.
Curl up in a ball like the baby you become, and then there's drugs. Soon you're sleeping and dreaming of rainbows and unicorns and not the thing that's up your personal space.
Recovery!
Now it's over and you're hoping that they didn't find a tumor or a spatula or anything humiliating. You get a friend to drive you home and sit and binge The Walking Dead all day while stuffing chocolate in your stupid face. That was an endoscope up your a. Yay, 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 yay. That was an endoscope up your a.
Scared the crap out of me.
Read the card on that bouquet. Up your A.
Everybody!
That's an endoscope up your A. Yay, 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 yay. That's an endoscope up your A.
Now just the pharmaceutical salespeople.
You wanna grow old like George
Takei. Yay, 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 yay.
Well,
shove an endoscope up your A.